Howdy, friends. You've clicked on the demo of the amazing Ruyasonic Go Filter microphone. The original way, old-time radio shows faked the sound of voices being heard over telephones, police radios, or even outer space transmissions. Now, right now, my voice is coming through a conventional microphone, a Shure SM58 mic. That will provide a reliable contrast to the startling... it's the phone. Hello?
Howdy. I'm now speaking through the Ruyasonic Go Filter microphone. There's no extra EQ or effects being applied to this signal. What you're hearing right now is the raw sound of the Go Filter mic. No tricks.
Golly, that sounds so authentic, but how can a microphone sound so much like a telephone?
That's because the Go Filter mic is a telephone. It's made from vintage 1960s and 70s telephone components, ingeniously wired up as a conventional mic. So conventional, it can plug into any mic mixer, and it can screw into any mic stand, just like a regular mic.
Wow, that's so convenient. It screws onto regular mic stands and plugs into regular mixers.
Yeah, plus the Go Filter mic has a nylon faceplate with vintage grill cloth. The actor can flick their finger on this to simulate the sound of hanging up. Like this. Goodbye.
Hello? Hello? Gosh, it appears he's hung up. What else can... Oh, wait. It's my engineer. Hello?
Captain, Scott here. Pardon the static, but I'm speaking into a Go Filter mic while crinkling a plastic bag near my mouth. This simulates a static subspace signal.
Leap and Klingons, that does sound like a distant or degraded radio signal, with both the voice and the crackling static going through the filter mic.
Aye, but Captain, you don't want the static sound effect to step on critical lines. Because if you did, then in some important words, like dilithium crystals, might feel intelligible. That is, unless you wanted them to be swamped by static, it's just a right dramatic...
What? Ooh, that's a good trick. By putting both the voice and live static through the Go Filter mic, you have total control.
Well, not total control. You see, sir, since actors need their hands to turn script pages... It can be tough for them to crinkle a plastic bag at the Go Filter mic while they speak their lines.
Well, then just buy two Go Filter mics and have the sound effects artist do the crinkling over one Go Filter while the actor speaks into the other.
Aye, that's exactly what Tony Palermo did on a Ray Bradbury show with William Shatner. He used two Go Filter mics, the lad. Well, Scott out.
10-4, rubber duck. So, that's about it for the demo of the... What? Wait, I can't see anybody, but somebody's here in the studio with me, huh?
That's right. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
The Shadow. Oh, that's right. In the classic radio show, The Shadow, they used a mic, just like the Go Filter, to render the voice of Lamont Cranston when he was invisible.
Yes, Mr. Announcer. As the Shadow, I possess the power to fog men's minds, rendering me invisible.
invisible on the radio.
Hey, how else were they going to convey that the other characters couldn't see me?
Okay, Shadow, but I always wondered what would happen if, while you were busy using a filter mic to be invisible, the phone rang and, you know...
Hold on, Mr. Announcer. It's my cell. Hello. Shadow here.
Lamont Cranston, this is your mother. Why don't you ever call? Why must I always call you?
Oh, Mama, come on. I'm working. I'm invisible right now.
That too. I'll never see you either. Think of your poor, suffering mother. It's always you and your gefilter microphone.
That's Go Filter microphone, Mama. Go Filter.
You keep out of this, Mr. Announcer. Now, Lamont.
Mama, just a minute. Look, Mr. Announcer... I gotta take this call.
Okay, Shadow. Wow, who knew? Anyway, folks, the Ruyasonic Go Filter mic, an ingenious use of old-school technology. There's no computer plugins to run, no batteries or phantom power required. It's easy to operate.
This is the operator speaking. The Go Filter mic is far more realistic sounding than fiddling with the ringy-dingy tone controls of your mixer. You see, the Go Filter mic naturally attenuates the proper frequencies. What's more, it adds a slight distortion and nasality to create a genuine, operator-approved phone voice sound.
So, if you need a phone or radio voice, on stage or in the studio, get going with the GoFilter mic, available only from Ruyasonic.com. That's RuyaSonic.com.
Yeah, we accept credit cards via PayPal, and we ship all over the world. Order your GoFilter mic today, and hurry up, because operators are standing by.